Matt Mayer on the live line. Matt is visiting fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Talked to Matt many, many times. He used to be with Homeland Security, worked with our federal government. And Matt, it's interesting. The president continues to talk about gun control. You've got a different idea. It's human intelligence. Walk me through. What do you mean when you say that?
What I mean is we have 1.1 million local law enforcement officers across the country. Okay. The FBI doesn't have the resources to do this alone. And what we need to do is bulk up the human intelligence, so the intelligence done by surveillance, monitoring, and undercover work by local law enforcement, so that they can detect and potentially stop the bad folks out there that want to do harm to Americans. And this is something that, given the rise of technology and the use of encryption, it's making it harder for law enforcement to keep a bubble and a bead on the bad guys. So the more we can do human intelligence to take the place of what was traditionally called signals intelligence, the better and the more safe we'll be in our cities.
You know, when you can talk about it in a tangible way and make us safer, I get it. I mean, the frustration that I felt, I think a lot of people feel, when they heard that Omar Mateen had been interviewed by the FBI twice and it was like inconclusive and they took no action. It just as an American, it just makes you crazy to hear that.
Yeah, well, especially because there is no reason why there shouldn't have been a red flag in the system when he bought the guns. I don't want to get into the issue of whether he should or shouldn't have been able to buy the guns. The politicians can have that debate. But there's no reason a red flag wasn't created that would allow law enforcement to have a follow-up conversation, go to the gun shop, talk to him about him, what, you know, suspicious activity, what do you think, go to a judge potentially, say, look, we've had past information on this guy. Can we get a search warrant just to see what's going on in his house and his computer? And what? Guess what? They would have found it. They would have been able to arrest him for planning a terrorist attack. And there'd be 49 Americans alive today and 60 that were injured.
And it's, again, the gun debate, it seems people are either staunchly on one side or the other, and whether you can make headway on that. But your idea of collecting this human intelligence, again, it just gives you a more well-rounded view of the person, their potential. And so if you get to that case again, rather than it being a mop-up operation, which so often is what law enforcement does, we might start getting ahead of it because from Al-Qaeda to ISIS, things have changed.
But, you know, that's totally right. And look, we can protect civil liberties while letting law enforcement get more active in this area. And there seems to be no indication that the FBI shared or worked closely with local law enforcement on this case with Mateen. And that is yet another instance of here we are 15 years after 9/11, and a culture still exists in the FBI that has got to change. Local law enforcement have more people, more resources. They walk the streets. They know their communities. They have a better chance of detecting this stuff if they're brought into the loop. And so we've got to do a better job of making sure that the FBI is reaching out and working with its partners in local law enforcement.
And to Matt Mayer, our guest visiting fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, there are people that, you know, want to mince through whether this was terrorism, a hate crime, whether it was mass shooting, whether it's whatever. But with your idea where we have local law enforcement continuing the vigilant eye and sharing that information, it would become less of an issue what particular brand of hate or terrorism or what it was, but we would know more about potential shooters, people that potentially would do this kind of activity.
We absolutely would. I mean, when you put the weight of local law enforcement behind this problem, it helps us, it gives us a greater chance of detecting, and that's all we can do. Look, we're not going to stop every lone wolf attack in America. It's just impossible if we want to preserve our liberties, and we all want that to be the case. But we can stop the ones we know about. And he was a known entity, just like the Boston Marathon bombers were known entities that somehow we missed again. We've got to stop missing the ones we know about, because we're going to miss the ones we don't know about. Yeah. That's going to be hard to do in our free society. So let's make it easier to stop the ones we know about, or the ones that throw telltale signs out there that if local law enforcement is doing this human intelligence work, we're going to detect it and give our men and women who wear a badge an opportunity to stop the bad guys before they do harm.
Communication is key and knowledge is power, no doubt about it. Matt, I appreciate the time. As always, Matt Mayer, visiting fellow at the American Enterprise Institute here on News Radio 610 WTVN.